त्वमेव माता च पिता त्वमेव त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव त्वमेव विद्या द्रविणं त्वमेव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वं श्री साई देव हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम पग पग ठोकर खाए एक पग आगे दो पग पीछे साई तुम तक कैसे आए डियर स्वामी लविंग प्रणाम्स एट योर लोटस फीट रिस्पेक्टेड एल्डर्स डियर ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स साई राम टू ऑल ऑफ यू हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम पग पग ठोकर काए इन दोज गोल्डन डेज व्हेन आई हैड द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सिट एट स्वामीज लोटस फीट एंड सिंग दिस वाज वन भजन वी वुड सिंग बिफोर स्वामी एंड व्हाट यू जस्ट हर्ड वाज द आलाप व्हिच वाज संग बिफोर द भजन आई ऑलवेज वंडर्ड अबाउट द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस आलाप बिकॉज इट स्टार्ट्स लाइक दिस इट सेज हर पल हर क्षण भूल करे हम स्वामी ईच moment, every single moment, Swami, I make mistakes. And I suffer the consequences of those mistakes. But do I learn from those mistakes? Swami, no, Swami. Each single time I take a step towards you, Swami, I take two steps backward. Ek pag aage, do pag piche. And thus, Swami, my question to you is this. तुम तक कैसे आए When each time I move forward, Swami, I move back two steps. How did I ever reach you, Swami? This is the same question I had at that time, and this continues to be the same question I have for Swami today. When I talk about Haripal Harikshan Bhul Kareham, what comes to my mind is a beautiful experience which a Sai brother of mine, a student brother of mine had. Once this brother felt that Swami was upset with him and felt that physically Swami was not interacting with him. And Swami would generally interact with this boy very frequently. But for a couple of days, which later on became weeks, Swami never spoke to this boy. And this Sai brother was very worried why Swami was not speaking to him. He felt that maybe he had made some mistake which had displeased Swami. And thus one day in darshan, he sat before Swami, he got up and said, Swami, I'm sorry, Swami. The moment he said, I'm sorry, Swami, with a quizzical look on his face, Swami said, Enduku, which means for what? And again he said, Swami, sorry, Swami. And again Swami smiled and said, Enduku, for what? Now this brother was now very surprised. He went back home and maybe thought, maybe I never made a mistake because I'm saying sorry to Swami, but Swami is asking me, why are you apologizing? So maybe I really didn't make any mistake, so maybe I should not have apologized at all. I unnecessarily wasted a sorry. But then Swami was still not speaking to him, so he decided to persist. And the next day, When he got his opportunity again, he got up and said, Swami, sorry Swami. And again Swami said, Enduku, for what? And said, Swami, sorry Swami, for the mistake I committed. Swami said, exactly, that is what I am also asking you. Out of the so many mistakes that you have done, for which mistake are you asking for pardon? So Enduku does not mean why are you asking sorry. What basically it means is, of the many mistakes that you have committed, for which mistake are you asking for sorry? Harupal Harikshan Bhulukarehim. I don't think this is a story of just this brother. I think it's my story too. And that's why I ask you, Swami, Tum tak kaise aaye? And very beautifully, in the second part of this alap, Swami gives the response. Tum tak kaise aaye? The question ends there, and the answer starts after that. Karuna Sagar Paramadayalu Sai. Swami, each time I take a step forward, I go back two times, and I consistently do that even today, Swami. But I've still reached you, Swami. Why? Because you are the ocean of compassion. Karuna Sagar, Paramadayalu Swami. And thus, Swami, despite all my mistakes, I stand before you today in those hallowed premises, in a place which I believe is the sanctum sanctorum of the entire cosmos. Swami, I stand in the nerve center of the entire creation, in these very holy grounds where you walked physically. It just goes to say how difficult it is to reach, Swami, and we have reached so easily. But then I keep asking, Swami, I have reached you, Swami. You have drawn me to you. And Swami, this is an opportunity for me to remind myself about why you have brought me to you. Another beautiful incident which happened in this very ground. One Swami was speaking to us, all the boys, and there were a group of VIPs who had come. Swami was interacting with the VIPs, Swami was also interacting with the boys, and somewhere in between, looking at the VIPs, Swami said, see, these boys are all MS students. MS students, now Master of Sciences. Now the truth is, none of us were MS students. We were all BCom, BA, MBA, maybe, but never MS students. But Swami was saying, these are all MS students. And naturally, you felt very proud when Swami is saying you're all MS students, especially so when you're not really MS students. But a few seconds later, after the VIPs had departed, Swami came back to us again and said, boys, remember, I introduced you as MS students. You know what MS is? And we said, Swami, Master of Sciences, Swami. Swami said, no. MS means March, September student. That means you take your exam in March, you fail, take your exam in September, fail again, take your exam in March, take your exam in September. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Manaram, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Manaram. You're born, you die. You're born, you die. You're born, you die, because you do not pass the exam, the purpose for which you are born. And Swami, whenever I think of that episode, and I can see you smiling now because I've still not learned that lesson. You were trying to tell us, Swami, maybe, that you are here because you have to pass that exam, which will ensure that you're never born again. And you come only when I come. You come only when I come down, and you come as my companions. So maybe Swami has come to tell us that you need to pass that exam. One more beautiful episode. Okay, now the exam is what I have to pass. But then what do I need to realize in order to pass the exam? Naturally, Swami is a teacher. He has certain things to teach. I will have to internalize them if I have to pass the exam. So the question is, Swami, what have you come to teach? What is your mission? One more beautiful episode, which again happened in these very hallowed grounds. There was this gentleman, I'm talking about a long, long time ago. There was this gentleman who was very well educated. In those days, the biggest degree you could talk about was a BA. He was a BA honors. And he was very proud of the fact that he was a BA honors. And this gentleman came to see Swami for the first time. Naturally, he knew nothing about the system here. He didn't know how things would work here. He did not know about the darshan tokens. So what happens is, if darshan is at 6 o'clock, our friend walks in at 6 o'clock, only to find the mandir completely filled up. And he's got no place to sit. The sevadal politely tells him, sorry sir, you cannot go inside now. And this gentleman is very upset because he, a BA honors, is made to wait outside. And he is even more upset because he finds apparently unread people, uneducated people, people from villages seated inside in the first rows. And he was very upset. And then what happens is, after a lot of difficulty, he finds a place somewhere behind. And then Swami comes out for darshan. Swami walks very smoothly along these very grounds where you're currently seated. And then comes to the very corner. Swami has got a knack of picking up people. So he goes straight towards this gentleman. As he nears the gentleman, Swami starts smiling. And then Swami looks straight into his eyes and says, "You might be a BA, but I am a double BA. BA, BA, Baba. If you are a BA, I am a double BA." Now, anything that Swami mentions casually, all of us know, will have multiple levels of meaning. On another occasion, I remember Swami said, BA, BA means B for being, Sat. A for awareness, Chit. B for bliss, Ananda. And A for Atma. Sat, Chit, Ananda, Swarupa, Parabrahma, Atma as a Swami. He is the master of all creation. He is the Adi Purusha. He is the source of all avatars, was what Swami was saying. Now, Swami, this is what you are, Swami. But then what's the lesson I take away from this? And this reminds me of something which again happened in Prashantinilayam. This was during a Kavi Sammelan. And as you might be aware, during the Kavi Sammelan, we have poets coming from across the world, from across the country, who read out very erudite poems, very difficult to understand poems, philosophical poems. And amidst all those philosophical poems was the opportunity of Sri Kasturi Ji, the biographer of Swami who wrote Satyam Shivam Sundaram. It was his opportunity to speak, in fact, to read out a poem. And he started his poem with the following lines. He said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." Imagine in a Kavi Sammelan where there are very erudite poems read out. Imagine somebody starting with a nursery rhyme. He actually said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." Now the original nursery rhyme is, "How I wonder what you are." But that's where the twist in the tale was. Kasturi sir said, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, have you wondered what you are? Oh man, have you ever wondered what you are? You are not what you think, you are the very spark of Sai." So Swami, if you are BABA, being awareness, bliss, Atma, then what is the lesson Swami has for us? Swami, what am I, Swami? Swami often says, we are a spark. And again, I remember a very beautiful incident which happened in this mandir right behind us. Alf Johansson Tiedemann, in Kasturi sir's own words in Loving God, he says, he drove all the way from Bangalore to Prashantinilayam and walked up the stairs to Swami's room. And when he walked up the stairs to Swami's room, it was an afternoon. What did he find? He opens the door and finds Swami seated on the chair, and next to him was Kasturi sir. The moment Alf Tiedemann enters Swami's room, Swami looks at him, and physically Swami seeing him after a long time. So Swami looks at him and then Swami says, "Alf, you look very fit and fresh." Now you won't expect Swami to tell you that you're looking very fit and fresh. So naturally Alf Tiedemann was very surprised. But before he could recover from the surprise, Swami throws a question at him. Swami says, "How do I look?" Now, what do you say when Swami asks you, "How do I look?" For want of time to think, Alf Tiedemann repeated the very same words which Swami put in his mouth. He said, "Swami, you also look very fit and fresh." And then comes the next question. He points to Kasturi. Swami points to Kasturi and says, "How does Kasturi look?" Again, no time to think, and Alf Tiedemann says, "Swami, Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh." And after that, Swami looks at Alf and beautifully summarizes it. Swami says, "Alf, I look very fit and fresh. You look very fit and fresh. Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh. I look very fit and fresh. You look very fit and fresh. Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh. Do you know why? Because you are all my reflections. So when I look very fit and fresh, automatically you look very fit and fresh, and Kasturi also looks very fit and fresh." Swami, what a lovely way to say, Swami, that we are not insignificant beings. We are your sparks. Swami, so if you are BABA, Swami, we are sparks of that infinite divine effulgence. So Swami, that is one lesson I take away, that I am divine. But is that the end of it, Swami? Swami says no. And here's one more beautiful lesson, again with Kasturi sir. When Kasturi sir was the state president of the Sri Satya Sai organization, Karnataka, and you ask Varadhan sir, yeah, he will tell you the kind of responsibility which a state president has and the kind of pressures that work involves. Once, unable to take the pressure, he walked up to Swami and said, Swami, I don't want to be state president, Swami. State president is a big position, Swami. I don't want such big positions like state president, Swami. I only want to be an insignificant worm at your lotus feet. This is the prayer which he submitted before Swami. And naturally, there was a very humble, modest statement to make. I don't know what he expected, but generally, if I had made the statement, I would have expected some appreciation from Swami. But Swami had a very unconventional response. Swami said, Kasturi, just because you are a state president, just because you are a state president, who said you are not a worm? You are trying to tell me I don't want to be a state president, Swami, I want to be a worm. Swami says, just because you're a state president, who said you're not a worm? Lesson one. Lesson number two, the meaning of what you said is the worm is small. Why are you insulting the worm? Because even in the worm, there is God. What a beautiful lesson, Swami.
Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana.
Swami, you are there in the smallest of smallest. You are there in the biggest of biggest, Swami. So that's lesson number two, Swami. Not just that I am divine, Swami. Every being that I see around me is divine. Is that the end? Swami says no. One last beautiful incident again which happened in these divine premises. And one of those gentlemen who was actually there when this happened is actually here in the bhajan group along with us in the Sundaram bhajan group. I had the good fortune to hear this from him. It must have been at about 8 or 9 p.m. at night. And Swami used to stay here, right here in his mandir. And 9 o'clock, you don't expect Swami to walk out because Swami must have retired for the day. So all boys have settled down here. They're all ready to sleep. When suddenly, Swami walks out. And along with Swami is a gentleman who's come from a very famous company which is into selling lighting equipment. And this gentleman is from Bombay and is conversing with Swami in Hindi, and Swami is responding to him in Hindi. This gentleman was taking Swami all around the mandir, and he had come to sell his lighting equipment to Swami because Swami's birthday was coming, and Swami was supposed to buy the lighting equipment, and this gentleman was making a sales pitch. So he stood here and said, Swami, here, Swami, we can have golden colored light. That lighting effect will be very beautiful. And then he moved to another corner of the mandir and said, here, Swami, we will have blue light because here the lighting effect is very beautiful. Here, Swami, we must have red colored light because then the lighting effect is going to be very beautiful. And Swami listens to all this very silently with the boys following him. At one point, after this gentleman had spoken completely, Swami looked at him and said, Tu Suraj ko dekha hai? Have you seen the sun? And that person says, yes, Swami, I have seen the sun. Dekha hai, Swami. Tu taron ko dekha hai? Have you seen the stars? Yes, Swami, I have seen the stars. Tu chand ko dekha hai? Have you seen the moon? Yes, Swami, that's what this gentleman says. And again, Swami says, Tu indradhanush ko dekha hai? Have you seen the rainbow? He says, Swami, yes. Tu suraj ko dekha hai? Tu chand ko dekha hai? Tu indradhanush ko dekha hai? Tu taron ko dekha hai? Wo sab mera lighting effects hai. Those are all my lighting effects. Tu kya lighting effects ke baare mein baat karta hu? About what lighting effects are you talking about? And the lesson I take away, Swami, is Swami, not just me, Swami. Not just every other being in this world, Swami. Swami, everything that I see, everything that I see with my eyes, touch and feel, Swami, they are all you, Swami. They are all your manifestation. Swami, is that the lesson that you have come to teach? And that's what I believe you have come to teach, Swami. My time is running out, so let me conclude. When I talk about all this, these are things which happened in Prashanti Nilayam, in the divine presence of the Lord. And it reminds me of what Sri Ramakrishna said when he visited Vrindavan. Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, when he said Vrindavan, it was the evening hour, just like this evening. He said, O Krishna, the same Goduli hour is there, Krishna, when the cows come back. Krishna, the cows are still there. The Yamuna still flows. But Krishna, only you are missing, Krishna. These eyes don't see you. And Swami, when I stand here today, that's what I think, Swami. All this happened in your Prashanthi Nilayam. That Prashanthi Nilayam is still here, Swami. That Mandir is still here, Swami. The devotees are still here, Swami. The Chitravati still flows, Swami. The evening hour is still there, Swami. And the Darshan music is still there, Swami. The Vedam chant is still there, Swami. But these poor eyes can't see you. But then, finally, I'm assured by one story. Again, let me borrow a story from Loving God when I conclude. Once it is said that Swami sat with a group of devotees, including Kasturi sir, and Swami wanted to give a photograph to all these devotees. He wanted to take a photograph along with the devotees. And somewhere in between, they were wondering who will take the photograph, because then everybody wants a chance for the photo with Swami. And then Swami said, he volunteered saying, I will take the photograph. And they said, Swami, what's the point of a photograph without you? If you're going to take the photograph, we want this photo with you. Swami said, hey, chup, let me take the photo. And what happens is everybody poses with just the empty chair, as you see now, with just the empty chair, they pose, and Swami does the job of the photographer. And believe it or not, when the photograph is developed, what do you see? You would have guessed. And if you don't guess, you must see this page in Loving God. The photograph is there for generations to see. You actually find in that photograph taken by Swami, Swami himself sitting with a very surprised look on his face. Look at Loving God and you'll find this photo. Often, Swami, I wonder, why did you do this Leela? But now I think, Swami, maybe you did this Leela because you knew, Swami, that someday these stupid eyes of mine would see only this empty chair. And maybe, Swami, you were trying to say that no chair is really empty. That no chair is really empty. Otherwise, Swami, why would you photograph an empty photo and show yourself in the photo, Swami? I conclude with the very first song that Swami taught me when I had the, I am a child of two states, both Tamil Nadu and Kerala, because I was brought up in Kerala and currently Swami has put me in Tamil Nadu as part of the Sundaram Bhajan group, which was one of those groups which received direct guidance from Swami, and I'm so blessed that I received the guidance there. Let me now conclude with the first ever song I heard when I entered Trichur Samiti. It sums up everything that I want to say, Swami. Govinda Sai, Govinda Sai, Govinda Sai, Govinda, Govindan Tirupartil Vaalum, Govinda Sai, Govinda. Ennu kaanum njan, ennu kaanum njan, ennullil vaalum Sai. Ennu kaanum njan, ende chittathil, ennude omal Sai. Ennude omal Sai. Ennude omal Sai. Jai Sai Ram.